The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
We have in the Mishnah Be'os and Daf Yud Beis the machlokes between Ben Azai and Rabbi Kiva. Centers around the concept when something in Hegdish, something that belonged to Hegdish, was used to pay off debt. Somebody worked for Hegdish, and they would pay the umnin, they would pay the workers from things that had a din of care of Hegdish, things that previously had been also to be nana from because they belonged to Hegdish, and now they were given to the workers' wages. So the machlek is Ben Azir Rebbe Kiva, whether the Hegdish has to be neschalel on Tehulin, means it has to be a process of pidyon, or the fact that it's being used to pay off a debt, somebody worked, he fixes your front door, you owe him $100, you give him $100, it becomes his. If somebody worked for Hegdish, Hegdish has to pay. As soon as they pay the money, that money legally belongs to the owner. Why would it have to be neschal? Why does it have to go through a process in order to make the money kosher that the person who's getting it, who's paid with it, could be nana from the money? L'chaira, Hegdish should be paying off a debt. So, simple answer is that even if you say that the money is owed by Hegdish, but l'maisa, the money has kedusha. The only vehicle that could get rid of the kedusha in the moment is a pidyon. We have to take off the Hegdish of the money, and thereafter a person can be nana from the Hegdish. The problem is, if we look at Hegdish as a regular rishus, if we look at Hegdish as having a pocket of its own, and paying off the debts of Hegdish is the same as paying off debts of a regular person, then l'chor it shouldn't be the case. If Hegdish owes the money, then they have to pay like anybody else has to pay. L'chor the money should legally belong to the recipient of the wages. The question is asked like this. Reb Chaim Brisker and other Achrenim discussed that the concept of Mi'ilo is not an Isra Hano like any other Isra Hano. A person not allowed to be Nana from Orlo, from Bas B'Cholo, from Chometz B'Mesach. So a person not allowed to be Nana from Hegdish. Rabbi Seinu taught us that's not the case. There's a Hanmin in the Gemara Bo Metzir that Bevod that if a field is owned by Hegdish and somebody's working on the field, that the same way there's Alocha, the Pasuk in Parshas Kisetze tells us that a person has a field and he has Jewish workers working in the field, the Torah was mechayev an owner to let a worker eat within reason from the field while he's working there. He's allowed to, if he's picking grapes all day, he's allowed to eat some grapes. There's a halachah that if a field belongs to Hegdish, that would also be the case. If you have a field that belongs to Meiser, then he wouldn't be allowed to eat from the field. It's neter avoy, and it can't be eaten out of Yerushalayim, even though there's a mitzvah to let him eat. But the field has a din that it's also to eat. It's neter avoy, that's beaten in Yerushalayim. His monetary rights as a worker, midaraisa, can't get rid of dine issa. So why would there be a havmin and we need a separate pasuk that the worker would be allowed to eat from a field that belongs to Hegdish? Achrayim is an issa mi'ilo. Explain the achrayim that the issa of mi'ilo is also a type of gezel. The same way I'm not allowed to take from Reuven or from Shimon or from Levi, I'm also not allowed to bemoil the Hegdish. The money is miyuchid l'tzorich Hegdish. There's a concept of taking it away illegally from Hegdish. That's mi'ila. It's more of a chumra. Mi'ila is more chumra than gezel. But it's based on a concept of mine and yours. This chayfetz, this behemoth, this whatever have you, the kalim of the behemoth of Hegdish, one is not allowed to be moil, one is not allowed to use it. Same way you're not allowed to use somebody's pen without a rishus, you're not allowed to take from the possessions of Hegdish without a rishus. If that's the case, then why shouldn't Hegdish be mechuyif to pay a debt? And once that debt is paid, that money belongs legally, fair and square, to the person who got it. That's our question, in a lomdisha sense. The Chazon Ish Taka, Mikoich this Hegdish, wants to explain the kavan of the Rosh by us in the Sugya, that this din of being mechalul on chulin, that it can't just be paid as a debt. It's talking to the rabbanon. The deraisa would work in terms of debt payment. The rabbanon, Chazal didn't want anybody to be mizalzel. In Hegdish, they said to be poided on chulin. The pashtus is not that way. To speak about this in a more practical sense, is the concept of momen Hegdish, the monetary rishus of Hegdish, a simple monetary rishus which has theft and it has peroyim choyim, like anything else, seems to be an issue of discussion. It's a fascinating discussion about the Gemara. Says in Bava Basra Daf Ayin Tes that if somebody, the Gemara talks about a field where there were apples that were falling out of a tree, and the apples fell into a boir that belonged to Hegdish. He didn't say there were wild apples growing, or there was water that flowed, and it flowed into something that belonged to Hegdish. Somebody had been Magdish all his possessions. Amongst those possessions was a cistern, or a storage hole, and some apples, wild apples, or some water fell in. Normally, we would say Chatzer Shaladim Koinoloi. The Gemara says that if somebody then takes from that Rishus of Hegdish, there's no Mi'ilo. Why not? Because Hegdish was Koinoloi with King Yechotzen. There's two answers. Some Rishonim want to suggest the Sefer Aguda, which is brought by the Mogen Avraham in Eruv Chaim, seems to suggest that the Pshat in the Gemara is that the Hegdish is not a King Yechotzen. The concept of owning something just because it happens to be in your rishus, being coined, because it fell into your rishus, does not exist by Hegdish. Therefore, the money that fell in, not the money that fell in, sorry, the apples, the water that fell into the rishus of Hegdish does not belong to Hegdish, doesn't become Hegdish's. The Sefer Aguda says, halacha l'maisin, this is what he's talking about, not a sefer written on kachin. He says, practical halacha, if something is lost, there's an aveda, somebody forgot an umbrella in shul, he was then miyayish, it's lost. L'chayr the shul should be koyne, chaser shalom koyne loy, shalom v'dayti. Hegdish is not a king yichotzer. I can't divvy sefer aguda. If something is left in shul, you're allowed, and you know that the owner was miyayish, and you're allowed to take it, and it doesn't belong to the shul. I can't divvy aguda. The Ramban over there in Baba Bas Tavayin Des suggests a different approach. He says that it belongs to Hegdish, but in the classic sense of Hegdish, that there should be an Issa Me'ilo, and you should have to bring a Korban, and a Keren L'Chodesh, and so on. That you don't have when something only became Hegdish because it fell into Rishus of Hegdish. Monetary possession of Hegdish without a being Magdish and Bipeh does not have the same Kedusha, there wouldn't be Me'ilo. I believe that the Ramban and Agudah, even though the same different Terutzim, are based on the same concept. The monetary Rishus of Hegdish is not the regular monetary Rishus of you and me and anybody else. It's not the pshat that Hegdish is this nameless, not nameless, but faceless rishus that owns something. When something is miyuchid l'shtamshus of Hegdish, the pshat is that the Torah gave this thing a special kedusha, and this special kedusha precludes it from being used for anybody else's use. Is that a monetary concept of hefsid momoin? Could Hegdish become a balkoiv? In the context that we were discussing before, does Hegdish have debt that it owes? Pashut is not. Hegdish is not a person. Hegdish is, that's miyuchid for a davar gavoyah. It's miyuchid l'tzorech kvod shamayim. Is that a monetary rishus? The forces of kedusha owe somebody $100? If a behemah of Hegdish is mazik, do the forces of kedusha owe the nizik, owe the victim of the hezik $100? So Chad talking about owing, when we talk about a Rishus Gavoya, is there some type of person behind this Rishus Gavoya? Some type of hidden person with thick bifocals sitting behind the desk and writing out checks for Hegdish? Of course not. There's a Rishus, this Chefetz is Miyuchid, it's oymed to be used L'Tzorech Gavoya. When something only became Hegdish's, in a monetary sense, the Ramban is saying, it doesn't have that full Kedusha. Kedusha means that somebody put his neshama into being Magdishit. He said, I raise a Hegdish, he gave a piece of himself, and with that it becomes Miyuchin L'Tzorech Kavoyah. It fell into a pit of Hegdish. That gives it a full Kedusha. Maybe it is Kedusha, maybe it does belong to Hegdish. But is it Mi'ilo? Is it a violation of the Kedusha of the item? No. Daguda says more. Daguda says that monetary kinyonim of it being by Hegdish, it's in the monetary rishus, in the chotz of Hegdish, that has no mashmos. Hegdish is not a company. It's not a bank statement. Hegdish is something that's miyuchid l'gavoya. It's miyuchid for a higher calling, for a higher purpose. Something that falls into a bar of Hegdish is miyuchid for a higher purpose. The Buddha is saying that that's not true. On a deeper level, their concept is the concept of Ramban, the concept of Aguda is the same thing. In which case, back to our question, yeah, the concept that something that was miyuchid l'tzorech gavoya, in terms of monetary chiyuvim, peroyin choyv, that money wouldn't automatically belong to the recipient of the wages, yes, it makes sense. You have to be mechal, you have to take off the kedusha of that was that money was miyuchid l'tzor kavoya, was miyuchid for a higher purpose. You have to put that kedusha someplace else, and then Hagdush could use the money, which is now chulin, to pay off wages of somebody working in the Beis Hamikdash. It's an interesting comparison, this concept that we're talking about, that mom and Hegdash, even though the Gemara always talks about mom and Hegdash, does not mean a pocketbook, a bank statement, doesn't mean a regular monetary resource. What it means is a certain yichud of that thing for a specific purpose, for a higher purpose, but not Hegdash doesn't have a bank account, so to speak. We find that the same Lashon of Kedusha, the Gemara Kedusha of Bezim and Bez, discusses biyachas to a man being Mekadosh a woman. What does it mean, Hareat Mekudeshesli? Why is marriage referred to as Kedusha? Marriage is holy, but why is the act of getting married referred to as Mekudeshesli? The Gemara says Mekudeshesli is the Osala Akuli Alma Kehegdish. She is now also to the whole world. She's Mutter only to him. She's Mutter to live as man and wife only with her husband, with the one who was Mekadosh now, who she accepted Kedusha from. She's not Mutter to live with anybody else. Also, La Kuli Alma Kehegdish. The Gemara says at the same time, Tesis points out, Miuchedes Lo. Means say, what creates the Kedusha of Hareya Mekudeshesli is the fact that she is Miuchid for him. A wife is Miuchid to live with her husband. Husband should also be Miyachid himself to live with his wife, but legally, deraisa at least, a man can marry two women. A woman is miyuchid when she accepts kedushin to live. She's dedicated to a purpose. What's that purpose? That purpose is a life together with her husband. She's also la kuliyama. There's no. She doesn't have in a monetary sense. She's not mamoinoy shabal. Even though we're talking about the husband having a kinyan in his wife, hoyish niknas b'shalosh drachim. But that kinyan is a matter of being miyachid for a specific purpose. It's not a kinyan of mammon in the regular sense, even though we are mekadosh bekesef. So that's the meister kinyan. But in terms of what's chal in her, is she mamoina shabal? The Ram says in the beginning of Gittin, if she brings a get, he can't be ma'arer on a get the way he'd be ma'arer on any shtar choyv, the way a malva, if a loiva presents in Bezdin a shtar against a malva that says that he owes him $100, Malva pulls out a shtar connected to Loiva. Loiva could be Ma'ar. He's the Bala shtar. Supposedly the shtar was in Miami. Says the shtar is Mezuyiv. Then the Malva is Mechuyiv to bring Mekaimim to back up the authenticity of the shtar. But get there's no such din Midaraisa because Ein Isha Mamoino Shobal, the Ram tells us. What does that mean? That means that a woman is not owned by her husband. That if a get is pulled out, it's called you're taking away his possession. We know that a husband is koine ishtoi. That kinyan is like we're saying by Hegdish. There's a kinyan of Hegdish. But that just means to dedicate it, to be miyachid, to give it a purpose, a higher purpose, to devote it, that it can only be used for something higher. Epis hecher, that is called a kinyan, but it really doesn't mean in a monetary sense. It means in terms of being miyachid for such. We'll just bring an interesting tesefis onto this concept. The Gemara says, that the Gemara says in Brachos, Osel lohanis min ha'olam hazeh, kol ha'nenu mi'olam hazeh b'loy bracho, is like it's moel behegdash. Everything belongs, l'ashem v'oretz umloyoy, everything belongs, ha'shamayim shamayim l'ashem v'oretz. Nosan l'vnei odom, after the bracho, the Gemara says. The person does make a bracho, he's being moel chalilo, he's being moel behegdash. Fregen d'achroinim, the Gemara says in Brachos, dafnem gimlam and beis, that birchas horeach, making a bracha on something to enjoying the smell of it, like b'samim, motzei Shabbos be'avdolah, we learn out from a bracha, koil ha'neshomet ta'al ul'koh. Al kol neshimu neshima, a person when he's nene, neshima, from a breath, he also makes a bracha. Why don't you just say that it's me'ilu? So the Avnei Nezer says on this kasha that koil ma'ar v'reach, the Gemara says in Pesachim, koil ma'ar v'reach ein bo mishum me'ilu. If somebody's nene from looking at the Beis Hamikdash, even though he's having as much hanah from looking, right? People pay all sorts of fabulous sums to get in to see private art collections. Why? You have hanah from looking at the art. Let's say somebody goes to the Beis Hamikdash and he sees, in a physical sense, he's nene from the beautiful architecture. He's nene from looking at the dazzling display of wealth that there was in the Beis Hamikdash. Is he moil? Does he have to make amends? Does he have to pay Hegdash? No. Kol ma'avirech, since they're not mechaser, they don't take away. They're not mazik the Hegdash. They don't take away from the kelim are still there, even after he finishes looking at them. Do not have to, don't have me'ilo. So the Amnenezer says that's true also in regular sense, that if the Rabban Shem created an apple, and to eat that apple without a bracha, the apple was created by the Rabban Shem. The apple was created in all its glory. There's thousands, anyway, all you have to do is listen to one tape of Rabbi Miller, of Avigdor Miller Zatzal, and you'll hear the Neflois HaBoyer that go into one apple, one orange, one nectarine, at this course to accompany Rabbi Miller a few times on his walk near his shul, where he would pass by a fruit store, and I had this course to listen to him live tell me some of the Neflois HaBoyer inherent in the fruits. When a person sees that and he sees Kvod Shemayim, the fruit screams, the fruit declares Kvod Shemayim. To take away from that identity without a bracha is Mi'ilah, because you're taking away from something that's Mi'yuchah, that's dedicated to bring Kvod Shemayim. After you make a bracha, you've given Kvod Shemayim, you've recognized that the Rabban Shem, that's of course if you make the bracha properly. If you mumble it, it's not worth all that much. If you make a bracha the way brachas are supposed to be made, you've dedicated the fruit to what it's meant to be dedicated to. Masha'en Kain, when we talk about Reyach, you're not taking it away. If you smell the smell of the Keter is wafting from the Mizbeach onward, you haven't taken it away by smelling. It's not an Issur Hanor. So therefore, since Mi'ilah is not an Issur Hanor, but it's only a taking away from its purpose, the halacha would be that you would not be mechuyev a bracha on Reyach. Somebody smells a pleasant smell of flowers going through the ear, somebody else could smell it at the same time. So you're not taking it away, and therefore there wouldn't be a chiv to make a bracha mitzad Mi'ilah. We have to come onto a new din of Kol HaNeshama Ta'al Kol, I'll call Neshima V'Neshima. The Teretz is already, it's in the Avnei Nezbe, but it's already in the Tzlach, in Reb Lezer Moshe Horowitz over there, in Brachas. One last point is Machloikis Rishonim, but the Ravid in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos Paskins, that if a person would have to eat a Dvar Issur, let's say a person has to eat a Dvar Issur, he's in a concentration camp, he's in Siberia, he has to eat Pekuch Nefoshes, does he make a Bracha? The Ravid says that yes, even though Be'etzem Chman Al-Tlan is eating a Vela, he's eating Basa B'Kholof, he makes a Bracha. Why? Because if a person wouldn't make a bracha, there would be Mi'ilah. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to be Nenem Mi'ilah Mazer without a bracha. It's Mi'ilah. So even though the thing is also Ba'achila, also Ba'no, you would have to make a bracha. The Gemara in Brachas Dafnun Beis and Mebeis points out that Re'ech Shalavoy Dezora, one certainly, if one smells a smell of incense being offered by a cult, which is Mamash Avoy Dezora, one would not make a bracha. Why? Like we're saying, the bracha on Reach is not mitzad the Mi'ilah. Mitzad the Mi'ilah itself, Kol Marav Reach Ein Bo Mishum Mi'ilah. The reason why we make a bracha is because it says, I'll call Neshima, Neshima Ta'al Ko. There's an opportunity to praise Hashem. Praising the Rabban Shem, when we're talking about Avodah Zarah. Let's say a person would be mechuyev to smell Avodah Zarah for his health. They tell him, Shalav, it's Yarav Vayavar. Let's say in a case where it's not. It's a whole discussion in a sugya in Avodah Zarah. In a case where it's mutter, he would have to smell flowers, incense that's offered by Avodah Zarah. But is it possible to talk about Tehalel Ko in such a context? Of course not. Therefore, there wouldn't be a chiv to make a bracha. Mitzad Mi'ilah, there is no Mi'ilah, because he's not taking away from the smell from somebody else or the smell from being there. Therefore, the only chiv would be only out called Neshim Tehalel Ko. In that context, he wouldn't be able to make a bracha when we talk about Avodah Zarah. So again, this is exactly what we're talking about. When we talk about Mi'ilah, we're talking about not a concept of theft in the simple sense. We're talking about taking away theft in the simple sense is taking away somebody's car. This car is halachically miyuchid for my ishtamshus. I could let you use my car, but it's my car. It's miyuchid for my ishtamshus. When you steal it from me, what you're doing is you're taking it away from my rishus. But you're also causing a hefsid moment. Hengdish doesn't have that. Hengdish doesn't have chishboinis of overdraft and choivis and so on, like we said. But the point is that Hengdish has that things are miyuchid for a higher purpose. They're momen gavoya, therefore to take them away and to use them not for a sanctified purpose is the iser mila, and that's why it's true also on a more machshavadika level of making a bracha, which is certainly not hefsin momen. If somebody eats an apple, he's certainly not gonna, there's no shalom mila in terms of monetary theft, monetary damage to the Rishus of Hegdish. So we're talking about a Ruchnistic concept of something being miyuchid l'shtamshus of Hegdish, and that's true also in a Ruchnistic concept like making a broch.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.